Okay, we've gotten our first results from the experiment, Eddie, and they show that it can't be done. Sorry, I guess that's the end of it. I heard that little chuckle of his. Hee-hee, I can do it. I gave him a steely glare. Hey, pal, I've already told you, it can't be done. Bet me? Eddie, listen to the voice of reason and experience. I'm older and wiser than you, right? I'm bigger than you, right? My jaws are bigger than your jaws, right? If I can't do it, you can't do it, period. Bet me? I gave my head a shake and walked a few steps away. You're a stubborn little cuss. Why won't you listen to bet me? I whirled around. Okay, Eddie, fine. I tried to warn you. I tried to give you friendly advice, but you won't listen. So go ahead and make a fool of yourself. I'll take your bet, and I'll raise you 10,000. Heh, watch this. He monkey-walked into the darkness and returned a moment later, walking on three legs instead of his usual four, which seemed a little odd. I'll watch, Eddie. I'll watch you wear out your jawbones trying to take a bite out of that thing. I'll watch you make a complete fool of your... What are you doing there, Eddie? What are you holding in your hand? A rock. Scissors cut paper. Paper covers rock. Rock breaks scissors. Yeah, but... He looked at me with a big grin. Rock breaks gourd. Bingo. You lose. By George, that was a pretty clever coon. He had just succeeded in breaking open a watermelon, gourd, whatever it was. And now it was time for us to move into the next phase of the investigation. I would conduct a rigorous scientific experiment to determine once and for all if this was a watermelon or a gourd.